I'm speaking to Simon Brook, who found himself caught in the middle of riots Ealing. Simon, what happened? What were you doing to start with?
We were at a restaurant, and we assumed nothing was really going to happen in West London at all, and then suddenly this enormous bunch of kids basically just came down the road right past the front of the restaurant, and they're all peering in their glass, breaking outside, and everyone stood up and moved way back into the restaurant, and they sort of passed on and set fire to a car right out front, and people were peering out the windows, and we could see them smashing up the surrounding buildings, and then they didn't seem to be any sort of police presence at all, and they kind of came back our way and seemed to sort of fixate on us for a little while, and we're throwing a lot of bottles and things at the doors, and they managed to smash in we locked the doors, and they managed to smash in the first set of double doors getting into the restaurant. Everyone sort of really, really panicked and ran to the back of the restaurant, but the people at who were kind of leading that charge said there were a lot of people banging at the back door of the restaurant, and Ali led out to kind of the main Uxbridge Road drag where there was a lot of stuff going on, so everyone just felt really trapped and sort of helpless. And I mean, they didn't seem to particularly want to get in just to kind of scare us.
Yeah.
You know, which was pretty effective. Everyone was just a bit panicked. And then they set four cars on fire out front, which kind of, we saw the petrol tanks pop and stuff. And after a little while, I mean, everyone's just kind of calling the police and not really being able to get through and not knowing what to do. And eventually there seemed to be sort of a police presence of about four people.
Yeah.
Just down the road, but there was still, like, just because there's a green just up under the restaurant. On the side of the green, there was about like 100 people, all with like hoods up and stuff. And
presumably, the owner of the restaurant, did he get word that trouble was coming and kind of locked up the door?
Well, we've had kind of a Twitter feed on and all that jazz, and there was apparently some sort of information earlier that people should consider shutting at 5, which. Yeah, the restaurant we're at apparently hadn't adhered to, but I mean, the people from the bar just next door, they'd been trapped in their kitchen while people were just smashing up the main room of the bar, and then I don't know how, but they somehow managed to get into the restaurant, and they seemed really shaken up. But it was just crazy. It felt like a nightmare, you know.
Yeah, and how scary was it? I mean, you were there for your mum's birthday, weren't you, presumably?
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of intermittently actually really, well, the bit when it seemed like they were going to come through the doors was really frightening, and but kind of for the most part, it's just been sort of quite high level anxiety, I'd say. But it's been intense. I mean, I could really use a drink, but they stopped serving, so.
Oh dear. Well.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, anyway, Simon, and I'm glad that the order ended okay.
Well, it's not over yet, apparently, because the police guy outside. Well, I might say outside now, but the police guy said there's a bunch of gangs coming in from the suburbs now, so we should apparently stay here and go back into the restaurant if anything.
So you might have to stay happens. In the restaurant.
It looks like, yeah, because, I mean, I'm going back to my parents' house tonight because I, you know, live in Hackney and I'm not going to do that. Plus, Ealing Broadway station's closed. But we've got about a 15-minute walk ahead of us and we have to go right through Ealing Broadway, and I think that's...
So you're going to have to stay there for the foreseeable?
It looks like. I mean, the fire brigade are here, but there doesn't seem to be hardly any police, so... And it feels reasonably safe out in the road now, but...
Well, I hope you manage to get home safely at some point, and thanks very much for sharing.